proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. As we think upon the events preceding the birth of Jesus, we find a fascinating account in Luke 1 as the angel Gabriel visited a young Jewish girl named Mary in the little Galilean town of Nazareth, an obscure village, an unknown girl. Yet, looking back 2,000 years ago, we get a glimpse of the wisdom of God. His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. The Lord uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Today, Nazareth has a population of over 70,000, consisting mainly of Christian and Muslim Arabs, is located in the region of the Lower Galilee, and stands north of Mount Tabor, and just east of the Jezreel Valley. Yet the traveler will be welcomed at this biblical and modern city. In the center of town is the Church of the Annunciation that is built over the traditional site of the childhood home of Mary. It was at this place where it's believed that the angel Gabriel visited Mary. Now allow me to put on my tour guide hat and take you inside this church. Are you ready? Well, let's walk over to the side of the church first. Here we see a first century house that was discovered in December of 2009 by the Israel Antiquities Authority. They describe this as the very first residential building found from the old Jewish village during the time of Jesus. It is small and modest, with a house consisting of two rooms and a courtyard with a cistern to collect rainwater. Now this sets up our minds to what we will discover next. Now let's now walk over to the entrance of the Church of the Annunciation. Now before we enter, you will notice that the church building is impressive in its size. With its lily-styled cupola, it stands as the largest church building in the Middle East. Approaching the massive doors, we discover scenes from various Bible stories that prepare us for the greatest story ever told, the fulfillment of God's promise to man, the coming of Jesus the Messiah. The expansive two-story building welcomes you as you step forward and overlook a lower level. Now, descending the steps, we approach a small altar standing in front of a grotto believed to be the home of the family of Jesus. Now, the current building that we're in was built not too long ago in 1969, and it's over the remains of the churches from the Byzantine, Crusader, and Ottoman periods. We are at the spot where the first church was constructed over a cave in the 4th century. This cave or grotto was used as a home in the 1st century. But what we can really appreciate here is the inscription on the altar. Translated from Latin, it reads, "Here the Word was made flesh." Now ponder on this saying. Although we often recall the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, we may forget that it was in this little village of Nazareth where Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. It is the spot where the miracle of the incarnation occurred. The words of the prophet Isaiah came to pass, "As the Lord himself shall give you a sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This child was God in the flesh, the sinless and spotless Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. The miracle of the incarnation heralded that the promises of God are yes and amen. God always keeps his promises, and yes, they are always true. Now, as we look again here at the grotto in the Church of the Annunciation, we can rest assured that the greatest evidence for the house of Mary and Jesus and the family really comes from the Bible itself. It was in this town of Nazareth, as we mentioned ago, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This gives us occasion to rejoice in the good news of Jesus the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Experiencing the places in Nazareth should remind us of the reality the Bible is a real book with real places and real events. Whenever I have visited any of these sites in the Holy Land, it stirs within my heart a cause for worship and praise to God. Whether you have visited Israel or not, it's important to remember that our faith is not based upon a place. Rather, it's based upon a person, the Lord Jesus. Let's now reflect on the town of Nazareth and the person of Jesus. And I must ask, what about you? Have you believed in the name of Jesus the Messiah? Have you asked him for forgiveness of your sins? Are you saved? Are you born again? If you've never done that, my friend, please contact us here at IBJM. We'd be glad to talk with you about how you can have a personal relationship with Jesus. No, Jesus truly is the greatest thing that came from Nazareth. That we can rejoice in.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.